Welcome to Witch's Brew. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Emma, and we're the hosts of this Mystic Pod.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's been a while, which I feel like I say that every time, but it actually has.
I think that's just how we start the podcast now, is by saying it's been a while, but it has. It's so good to see your face.
We should just put that in the script. Let's just put that in the script. Okay. And we're just, it's going to happen every
week. It's the brand. I think when we start selling merch, we can have a shirt that just says, it's been a while.
That's a good idea. It's been a while. I like that. Future merch ideas.
And I swear that was just right off the top of my head. We did not plan that.
We didn't. Not at all. No, I am excited for the future and what's in store for this podcast.
Me too, girl. What? Tell me about what your life has been like. Emma and I do not message a lot. I'm a very bad, texter. I don't know if you are.
Or we Snapchat.
We Snapchat, but we don't Snapchat that often. It's like, if we ever Snapchat, it's like, hey, I did this thing for the pod. It's never like, hey.
No, but honestly, I feel like for me, time just goes by in weird, blurs. And, the days just unnatural. All, meld together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like we're ignoring each other. I feel like we get so much time in, on the podcast, too. But I don't, know what your day-to-day life is like. So just give me – we have had quite the winter storm here in Wisconsin. Yes. So how has that been?
Yeah, it's been crazy. It's been crazy. We got hammered with snow here in Madison.
Ooh, you got
and
hammered?
It's, super cold. Yes. We have a lot of snow, and it's kind of annoying. It's getting to the point where, I like snow, but when it's just too much, it gets so annoying, and yeah. I just want it to stop. Now it's, super cold. It's,
I'm trying to be
zero.
One of those really annoying people that's like, oh, it's so pretty. It's so nice. I love winter. But it's literally just so I don't get so super depressed and sad because, oh, my God, Wisconsin winters. But
yeah,
it's been pretty mild. It's honestly not that bad of a winter for Wisconsin, so thankfully no one I know has been an
global
accident.
Global warming for that.
Yes. Thank you, global warming, so much for our mild, mild Wisconsin
winters.
For our
mild winter.
We're all so thankful. Yes. We're all going to die.
But yeah. Yeah. Besides the cold weather, though, it's been pretty good. No, not a lot going on over by me, as usual. I just feel like I never have anything to report because nothing ever happens.
I know,
I'm just
and
my apartment.
I kind of when I try to think of something, I know I'm sure something has happened, but I completely blank. What we can talk about is that there have been so many. I feel like my life has just been so many exciting Witch's Brew updates.
Yeah, we do have a lot of updates.
This week and a half has just been, or 2 weeks, right? I don't know. It's been a while. Anyway, it's been a while, and the past, since we released our alien episode, we have actually an exciting announcement to make.
Yes.
We actually have a Witch's Brew website.
Yay! Finally! It's come, this beautiful website. Jordan, the master creator.
Oh, thank you.
It looks amazing, honestly. It's so gorgeous. And it's just, right on brand with us. It has all, the cool, witchy colors and graphics.
It was
so
fun
nice.
To make. Shout out to Wix.
Yeah.
Not sponsored or anything, but they are a great website host if you're just starting out. It's really, they make it easy to look like you're a professional when you're not, like me. So, it was really fun making the website. It is at witchesbrew.com with Emma. You say it.
Two V's. Double V. Don't forget the double V.
Double V, not double U.
Yeah. And if you want to check it out, go ahead and explore. It's great. And it's growing. I mean, we're going to be obviously adding a lot of things and, changing things as time goes on. But go
check
it out.
The website makes it really easy if you don't like listening to the podcast with ads or Spotify or anything like that. You can go, or if you have trouble finding, I know some of our older listeners have trouble finding the link, every week we post. So if you want to just go to witchesbrew.com with two V's, you can find all of our episodes. They're uploaded there right away.
Yeah, it's super simple. Yeah, it's just really easy. You just go to the drop-down menu, go to episodes, and I know, like, my dad was asking me where to find it, and I literally just sent him the website link, and yeah, you can just get all of our content right from there, so.
Yeah, and easy. We are going to start providing show notes for the episodes. We do know that we're not closed caption yet. We are going to be working on it. I think we said that in the last episode. So we're trying really hard to take good show notes that we can at least share in the meantime. So that if you have anyone that can't listen to the podcast due to a disability or hearing disability, they can at least read the show notes for now. And we also have a blog, which we are very excited about.
Yay! Yes. So we're going to be posting some great content and just kind of fun lists or just fun witchy other topics or just anything we're
interested
in.
There's just so much stuff we can't bring you on the podcast, and we want to be able
to
keep sharing our passions. We're writers at heart, so we obviously love bringing you written work as well. And one of our first blog posts over on witchesbrew.com is a list of some awesome witchy gifts that you can get your significant other or friend for Valentine's Day or Galentine's Day, which is so much better.
yes, it is.
And we featured a ton of Etsy shops because we think it's really important to support small businesses, especially when you're shopping for witchy goods. And we are so excited. Emma and I were literally, like, screaming the other day. We felt like celebrities, even though this totally isn't that big of a deal. We were just, like, so excited. So, we loved all of the Etsy shops we shared, but one of them was a spell jar creator. They make these adorable spell jars, these handmade spell jars with intentions.
It is amazing.
Did you check it out? Wasn't it so cool?
Yeah, it was gorgeous. It was just, oh my god. I, like, literally almost dropped my phone when you sent me the picture because I was just amazed by how cool it was.
Yeah,
it was so witchy and amazing.
One of the creators at Hemlock and Rowan, which is the Etsy store, it's called Hemlock and Rowan. I'll say it again. They, like I said, they make spell jars, and they decided to make us a custom Witch's Brew spell jar and send it to us. We will post it on the podcast Instagram as soon as we get it. We are truly so excited for it. Maybe we'll have to do like a Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants spell jar thing where we send it back and forth to each other.
Hey, we could do that,
because
honestly,
I need to be able to share it with you.
I know, I want to see it.
But we also want to share this with you guys. This is not like a sponsored thing or a paid promotion or anything like that, but the creator at Hemlock and Rowan was kind enough to create a coupon code for our listeners for 30% off. We won't get any kickback for it. We're just giving it to you guys because we think it is so sweet that they made that discount code for all of us and all of you guys. It is VVB pod. So VVB pod for 30% off at Hemlock and Rowan on Etsy. Isn't that
double
so exciting?
Yeah, please go check them out. Please go check them out and see all the amazing stuff that they're creating. And it's so important to promote and just support all these amazing artists out there. So
as
so
fellow
excited.
Creators, Emma and I know that the only way you make it in this world in writing or art or truly anything you do is by promoting other people and building a community of people who are going to help you out. So we think it's really important to do
that.
And we are so excited that we're building this community for Witches Brew.
Yay! The community is just ever growing. We want it to just expand and be endless, honestly. So it's just so much fun each week, and just getting bigger and getting more followers. It's just been such an amazing thing to just sit back and, you know, witness, and it's been amazing to put out this concert for
and
you guys.
And the funny thing is, like, Emma and I realize that we are on the scale of podcasts and on the scale of social media influencers and brands, we are just like the tiniest fish in this massive sea. But we truly didn't even think we would get more than 5 listeners when we started this
honestly,
podcast.
Yeah.
So to have a solid listener base and to have over almost 150 now listens to our pod, over 160 followers on Instagram. It just means so much to us. It's kind of crazy. Like, we feel like it's crazy because it's just, we're just best friends talking. And
I know. Honestly, that's all. I mean, that's literally why we started this and why we are continuing to do it. It's just because we're just passionate about so much. And we want to be able to see each other and talk about it and learn together. So just having this, a bunch of people in the community just along this journey with us is just amazing. Honestly, I have no words to express how grateful and excited I am. So.
I know. Clearly, we are in good moods for this episode, and I think that has something to do with how excited we are for this topic. Are you ready to get into it? I'm so excited, Emma.
Oh my gosh, yes. I'm so excited. It's definitely a crazy topic. I am just ready to get right into this and do the best that we can.
Yep.
With all the material we found.
From everywhere and anywhere. All right, I'm pulling up my notes right now. So, if you missed last week's episode, this week's episode topic is on the multiverse and parallel universes. We are real excited to do this.
Yes. I honestly, doing the research this week, it was a lot. It was very, it got really deep and just a lot to take in, but I mean, I was always, everything I found, I was just really intrigued and I just got enveloped by it, so I'm just super excited to talk about this.
Shout out to Emma right now, because she did the hard work this episode. I got the really easy topics, probably because I wrote the outline, and I don't know, she got stuck with the really difficult science questions, and she did a really good job, so.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
you're...
Well, no, I guess I should do my little disclaimer now that I am probably going to butcher a lot of this. I mean, honestly, I tried my hardest. It's a crazy, all the physics behind this and the stuff, like, I am not a scientist. I love science, but I am not
We can both do a disclaimer right now.
I'm not
in our very first episode, this is, like, about physics and actual, like, quantum mechanics and science.
It's very deep.
That our brains do not understand. We were English majors. We're not smart. So
no, in any capacity, I mean, honestly,
I don't understand.
I was honestly just sitting for a lot of my research. I was just staring. There were moments where I was literally just staring at my computer screen and just in, like, awestruck by what I was finding. And I, like, had to take a moment to just, like, what am I reading? So
honestly,
should we just dive right in?
We should just dive right in. And honestly, kind of leading into what we were talking about, I am actually going to give a trigger warning at the beginning of this episode, because this is a massive topic that is really overwhelming for some people, including me. Like, basically, it's overwhelming for everyone. It's very difficult to understand, and it can be really hard to process some of these things. And actually, as Emma and I have been doing our research, we've been noticing that a lot of the people sharing their stories about parallel universes and just different kind of things like that, people are very prone to having anxiety about this, because people can have just a really difficult time dealing with the idea of multiple universes, especially if someone is dealing with a struggle, like, they're struggling with a fear of death or an afterlife or abandonment, or they simply have a fear that they could end up in a parallel universe and be taken away from their current life, or that they don't belong here. So I just wanted to give a really quick trigger warning at the beginning. If you have really bad anxiety and you think that could be triggering for you, maybe not listen to this episode, and we will see you next week. But we just wanted to say that right off the top. And, now that we've done that, if you guys are still with us, we are so excited to get into it. Emma, do you want to kind of give us a lowdown on the multiverse?
Yeah. Yes, let's get into this. So, just at the start, we wanted to kind of just bring you, or give you a definition of the multiverse, which, I mean, I think a common theme with a lot of this is it's hard to find, like, a specific, for a lot of, like, the different theories, like, specific definitions. I mean, it's very broad.
Yeah.
But I guess a sort of just main definition of multiverse is a hypothetical group of multiple universes. And these universes, they kind of just are everything around us. I mean, there's not really It just kind of everything, they comprise everything, space, time, matter, energy, information. So just like the world you see and everything around it. And the different universes can also be referred to in many different terms, including parallel universes, other universes, alternate universes, or many worlds. So there's just a lot of terminology behind it. I know for me, I think the parallel universe is like what I usually, my mind goes to right away. When I think of, like, the multiverse.
Yeah.
And I just heard the most about parallel universes. And also, each possible universe that exists could have its own set of rules and laws of physics. And there are basically endless possibilities and such a vast range of theories. So the possibilities are endless and can be anything beyond our imagination. So that's kind of scary, but also intriguing just to think about. So
yeah, that's the overwhelming part, yeah. Because it could truly be anything. Yeah. It could be a world anything, that moves yes. backwards in time. It can be a world that our universe that doesn't support life. Like it could be anything and like any number of possibilities. It's infinite. Yeah. It's just insane. And yes. When I was doing research, kind of like you said, I always kind of thought about this as, like, parallel universe. I didn't really know, like, I didn't really know what the multiverse was or if there was a difference between the multiverse and the parallel universe. And what I found was that it's not so much that they're different theories altogether, but they're kind of the same. They're a part of the same overreaching theory. So parallel universes are what make up the entirety of the multiverse. So, like, the multiverse, like you said, is everything. It's literally everything. Everything you can see and everything you can't. Like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then parallel universes make up the multiverse. So, if you think about our universe, like a little rushed-in nesting doll.
Yeah.
You know, with little smaller ones inside of it.
Yep.
The multiverse would be the main doll holding all the little smaller dolls, which would be the parallel universes. So I thought that was, like, a pretty good approachable analogy that I could understand.
Yeah, that is. That's a really good analogy. Just for someone who's, like, what?
I'm sure it's not very scientific, but it helped me understand it.
No, that helps a lot. Honestly, like, anything that's in within this topic, anything dumbed down is, like, my brain, like, understands.
So. I know. This topic, it was definitely difficult. Like, science is, like, biology was the one thing I was kind of good at with science, a little bit of chemistry, but, oh, man, if I had to take physics in high school, I would have failed so bad.
That would have been, yeah, same. I would have definitely failed.
Did you have to take physics in high school? You didn't have
to,
right?
No, I did not. I did not.
Physics was the next thing up for us after we took biology and chemistry, but it was, not required. You could choose not to do it. And I was like, thank God I'm out of here. Like,
that's amazing.
It's been cool. Goodbye. So yeah, that was just what I found on parallel universe theory. And then going more so into my usual topic, I'm back here again. I keep doing the early ancient evidence of multiverses and multiple universes, but I love those ancient, that ancient history, so I love covering it. I really wanted to know, kind of like the Alien episode, how long have people been theorizing that there are multiple universes out there? And the answer is, as always, theories of multiple universes or infinite worlds have existed for thousands of years. You know, nothing is new. This is all I'm learning from the podcast, Emma.
Nothing's new.
We're just robots regurgitating the same stuff over and over.
We really are, honestly, if you think about it.
So I'm not going to go too deep into early evidence just because it's a little bit difficult to, again, find documentation of, like, people believing in parallel universes. It's super hard to prove, especially back then. And then, of course, you run into the problem, again, that we ran into of last episode of you don't really know if people are theorizing about it and hiding it because it might go against the church and it might go against, like, current Catholic beliefs at the time that was in charge and things like that. But What I did find were that some ancient Greek philosophers believed in this theory called atomism, and that was basically their belief that parallel universes were formed in the collision of atoms. That would have been during the Big Bang. Not that I don't think they knew about it. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know, but they believed that parallel universes were formed in the collision of atoms. So basically, they believed in this process of atoms eventually colliding into each other, and then in that collision, another universe is formed. And this happens because atoms are like the tiniest parts of, like, I think living cells or whatever. So this can happen just on the smallest scale in the trillions, and, you know, so that can create just an infinite number of universes. I didn't really find any theories on what those universes would be like or if there would be life, but they did believe in the possibility of multiple universes being formed. And then, I'm going to butcher this name, philosopher, Chrysippus. I think it's Chrysippus.
Yeah.
Philosopher Chrysippus.
Yeah, that's right.
Chrysippus. Yeah, I think that's right. It looks like.
Yeah.
Hippopotamus. Okay, anyway.
It kind of does.
No offense. Anyway, Chrysippus theorizes in the 3rd century BCE, which is, 2,320 years ago. Wow. For those of you who don't know what BCE means, like me. Yeah, doesn't that really... When you hear 3rd century BCE, it means absolutely nothing to me, but then it's 2,300 years ago.
Then it's like, dang, that's a long time.
That's such a long time ago. All the way back then, he had theories that the world infinitely expired and regenerated, suggesting that the existence of multiple universes were possible across time, because basically the universe was just constantly expiring and regenerating, and it could create new universes within that regeneration. And I think that theory tracks for that time, because all you're seeing in nature is that cycle of constant, like, life and death, and that cyclical nature, so that would make sense.
Yeah, totally.
And there were so many other theories, and this is so steeped in science that a lot of the science around the possibility for multiple universes, I mean, it's been, there are so many things in science that proves the possibility of multiple universes, so I couldn't really cover everything. I just wanted to give that little brief overview of some of the ancient ways that people have been theorizing this, just to show that, you know, scientists, like Emma is going to talk about in just a second, scientists are proving more and more that this is almost a fact, that there are multiple universes, and it seems though as though we've known it or thought it for thousands and thousands of years. So
yeah, which is crazy.
Super cool. But
that is
now that we've gone through ancient, I'm gonna hand it over to Emma to take us through some of the more current scientific theories.
Yes. So yeah, I kind of compiled a list of different theories that have been around on the multiverse and parallel universes. And I thought I would start out by talking about, I found this article that talks about the specific 4 levels of parallel universes, which was from an MIT cosmologist, Max Tegmark, which I thought was kind of a good way to get into it. So level 1, he writes, is an infinite universe that by the laws of probability must contain another copy of Earth somewhere. Level 2 is other distant regions of space with different physical parameters, but the same basic laws. Level 3, other universes where each possibility that can exist does exist, as described by the many worlds interpretation of quantum physics. And level 4 is entirely distinct universes that may not even be connected to ours in any meaningful way, and very likely to have entirely different fundamental physical laws. So, I mean, as you can see, each level, it gets more, in like, more deep, and it's, like, more disconnected from our universe.
Sure.
So, it's kind of an interesting way to think about it.
So, is he saying that, like, these 4 levels are all like, is he theorizing that all four levels exist at the same time, or is he theorizing that only one of these is, like, all of the parallel universes are one of these levels?
I think it was mostly, like, it could fall into either of these levels, but it's possible that there could be, like, all of these existing.
Okay.
But it's just a matter of, like, these are kind of what he was focusing on as what the possibilities could be.
Sure.
And how, like, people look at parallel universes, and they would fall into one of these categories.
Got it.
These levels.
Can you still hear me if my mic's up here?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I guess I'll just go in and talk about a few of the specific theories that have,
yeah, let's get into it.
So the first one being string theory, which another disclaimer, I'm honestly, this research was really intense. So I'm sorry
Dude,
if I like,
I looked
totally
at string,
missed certain parts of it.
I looked at string theory and I was like, oh no, I don't understand.
It's crazy, honestly. So, this particular theory is very broad, and it's a varied subject that attempts to address a number of deep questions of fundamental physics, and which has, you know, naturally caused many challenges for those trying to study or categorize it, because the full theory doesn't actually have a satisfactory definition. It's kind of like a theory of everything, and it just isn't... It's hard to, like, put a specific... like, definition to it, because there's just so many unanswered challenges that go along with it, which makes it so much fun for someone trying to figure out the answer
to write about it.
But another issue with the theory is it's thought to describe an enormous landscape of possible universes, which has complicated efforts to develop theories of particle physics based on string theory. And in physics, string theory is a theoretical framework in which the point-like particles of a particle of physics are replaced by one-dimensional objects called strings, and the string theory describes how the strings propagate through space and interact with each other. In more simple terms, which, I mean, for me, I need this.
I don't know what you just said.
Well, in more simple terms, the theory opens up the possibility of multiple types of universes, ours included, existing parallel to each other and allowing them to interact. So, it's basically just, like, there's a lot of stuff out there interacting, it's all parallel and connected, but it's very complicated. Honestly, I still am confused.
So basically, but, in layman's term, just trust the scientists, there are parallel universes.
Yeah, just trust, honestly, trust the scientists, and because, I mean, I'm a believer, obviously I think there's more out there, but just getting down to, like, the science of it, it's so complicated, but yeah.
Well, I mean, it's crazy how many atoms are in a person alone versus the universe, and, like, how is it not possible that there are more universes out there? It just doesn't make sense.
I know, exactly. That's the thing. We're definitely not the only ones out here, and I don't know. That's why, and a lot of this is just complicated, because, like I said before, it just, just trying to study it, and it just, there's no distinct, like, this is what it is, because there's endless possibilities, especially with string theory. It's kind of just like a theory of everything. So that was string theory. I mean, obviously there's, like, so much more, but I just wanted to honestly touch on just kind of, like, the simplest I could put it, and just kind of brush the surface, because if I try getting into, like, the really in-depth stuff, it would have been just really confusing, and
I don't want to bore people.
So the next one is black hole cosmology, which this one also was very confusing, and I think I kind of have a grasp on it, but it's another string theory. It's so just open-ended, because it's like people can interpret it, and there's so many levels to it. So this one, the definition of black hole cosmology, or at least what I could kind of find that was a definition, because, again, there was no, like, specific definition. It was just a lot of just people theorizing.
Yeah.
But black hole cosmology is a cosmological model in which the universe is the interior of a black hole, existing as one of possibly many universes inside a larger universe. This includes the theory of white holes, which are the opposite side of space-time. And black holes warp space and time to a point where space and time reverse roles. So it's kind of just very confusing because it's the idea that our universe is inside of a black hole, but when it is inside of a black hole, just everything's just kind of warped. So, like,
what?
There's no, yeah, it's very confusing.
That's actually really interesting because one of the stories I have for our bonus episode literally talks about, like, the theory that our world is stuck in a black hole.
Ooh, okay. That is interesting.
Anyway.
See, I like this idea.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I mean, it's scary to think about, but honestly,
it's really interesting.
It is. And a lot of people have kind of put together the black hole theory with the Big Bang Theory, so it's called the Black Hole Big Bang Theory, literally.
Oh.
very straightforward.
Two very sexual terms. Black Hole, Big Bang.
Yes. I mean, go big or go home.
Yeah,
so,
I guess. Honestly.
So this one, I was, as an example of me, when I was researching this, I was staring at my screen for a while, just very overwhelmed, so I will try to put this in the simplest way possible. But basically this theory is talking about how the matter from like a mother universe, like a giant universe, collapses into a black hole, and this black hole is at a single point in space with respect in the mother universe. So it's in one singular space inside this mother universe.
Yeah.
But because of the reversal of time and space, for anyone inside the daughter universe, the point is space, r equals zero, becomes their initial point in time, t equals zero. So what was a singularity in space is now a singularity in time, just like the Big Bang. So, like, t equals zero, r equals zero. So space and time are both, like, a singular point. Which I still haven't wrapped my head around all those.
I'm so confused.
I know. It's a lot, but
it's almost, I'm almost understanding because it's saying it was only existing in one point in space, but now it's existing in two points of space, but one point of time.
So space and time are both, singularity in time. Like, it's R equals zero, that's space, and T equals zero. So time and space are both at one point. But any matter that's falling in from the mother, so it's like the big mother universe surrounding the daughter universes, anything that falls inside that will disappear from the universe and emerge back at the T equals zero, like the zero point, so like the first point, initial point of the daughter universe that was created. And it's just kind of scrambled up after it's like gone through and like the whole universe. So it supports the idea that the whole universe is contained inside another one because space and time are warped, stretched, and compressed and twisted. So it kind of, that's why it supports it, because why that could be possible to be inside a black hole, because of the fact that black holes are like able to just warp everything. So anything that kind of goes in is just like basically scrambled through the universe and goes back to the initial point.
That's really interesting because that really backs up some of the stories that I have in my episode.
Well, I'm glad this is all connecting.
So interesting to learn because I think from like media and the cartoon movies I've seen, getting sucked up into a black hole, like I always thought that was just like you just stop existing at that point. Like it's just like death. Like it's just nothing. Like I didn't realize it was a thing where like you could the universe, the daughter universe that gets like sucked up into it doesn't actually like get destroyed. It just gets displaced somewhere.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of this just goes over. I mean, for me it's hard to kind of grasp a lot of this because of the fact that everything's just so warped and is able to be twisted, and like there's just no, you don't really know what happens because there's so many possibilities of like what happens to this universe. So that's why it's, for me, like, now this is easier looking at, like you said, like the black hole, you know, grow, like I always thought, yeah, once you're in that you're like dead and you're done.
Yeah.
But, like, no, that's just, there's endless possibilities of what can happen, and it could just, yeah, so, that's why it's just so in-depth.
Well, that was really hard to understand, but you did a really good job, and I'm really glad you covered that, because that was so, I didn't know any of that about black holes.
I know, honestly, and like I said, I'm still learning, like, I'm sorry if any of this is just going over people's heads, like, I'm not surprised if people are gonna, like, skip through this, because I mean, try to stay with us, but
there are nuggets of really cool information, and it comes back to, we wanted to share this scientific theory because we think it's really cool when this insane, seemingly supernatural phenomenon, it's totally backed up and purported by science, basically being
that's
like,
the thing,
yeah, this is totally happening, and we just don't know about it yet.
No, totally. And I mean, I'm gonna skip down a little bit to and end with I'm gonna end with the Occam's razor, but I'm just gonna go down like talk quickly about a few other universe theory, which is daughter universes and bubble universes. So, okay. Like I said before, in the black hole, there was the mother universe that created a daughter universe. So with that, daughter universes, it's basically just like a theory that of every possible outcome for any given situation, and just different universes can be created, and they're just distinct from each other, and they can have basically their own set of like rules and laws, and it just basically endless. So that's basically a daughter universe.
Yeah, isn't that kind of the theory that it's like you might turn left on a road in one universe, but because there was a fork in the road and there was a possibility you turned right, there is a version of you that turned right. There is a version of you who did go to your friend's party and didn't go to your friend's party. Like, there is literally a universe for every possible scenario that could have happened.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's just so, there's copy, like, there can be, like, a copy of just everything that you're going through or witnessing, and it just, there's a lot. And with daughter universes, it's another, it's just endless because of all the choices people make in life, and you know, it could be a copy of that, and or it can just be something else totally, like a distinct, just other, you know, it's endless of what could create that.
Wow.
And with bubble universes, which I did not even know about bubble universes, but it's just another theory discussing the possibility of multiple universes. So when looking at space-time as a whole, some areas of space stop inflating, like the Big Bang inflated our own universe. Others, however, will keep getting larger. So if we picture our own universe as a bubble, it's sitting in a network of bubble universes, other ones in space. So the other universes could have very different laws than our own in physics, and since they're not linked together. So it's just, they're all separate. If you just think of, like, you know, blowing bubbles, and they're just all these different bubbles, different shapes, sizes, that are all coexisting, but they're not really linked in any way because they're their own separate enclosed space.
That's a really good analogy. That helps my not scientific brain.
So it's a good, I mean, like, that's, it's a good way to look at it. And that's why I was intrigued by the name bubble universes, because I had never heard it before. And
yeah, just me neither.
It was made things make more, much more sense, because it reinforces that idea that, you know, it could be connected, but we're not necessarily linked. So that's why there can be different laws of physics. And I think that's why a lot of people get intimidated, because a lot of things we don't know, and like these laws of different possibilities. So it's just kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I guess to wrap things up on this is a little lighter than some of these, but Occam's razor, which I hope I'm saying that right. Occam's razor, which is also known as the law of economy, or the law of parsimony. I can't even say these words.
You're doing great, girl.
the razor part of Occam's razor refers to the shaving away of extraneous material and assumptions. So further, this principle states that the most likely solution is the simplest one, not because simpler explanations are more correct, but because you make fewer assumptions when looking. So by reducing the number of unsupported assumptions in an explanation, you reduce the likelihood of being wrong. So it does not claim, however, that the simplest answer is always correct. It's just suggesting that among all the possible answers, one's best bet is generally the one that requires the fewest assumptions. However, despite that, I mean, a lot of arguments against this are saying that it relies more on the simplified version, and by doing that, it could potentially lead to oversimplifying a situation. But like I mentioned before, the whole approach around it doesn't claim that the simplest one is always correct. So I guess it's just kind of up to whatever people believe in and what they think.
Sure, it's right. It's literally just saying, like, it's statistically more probable that it is the simplest answer because you're taking the least amount of, like, your own judgments and opinions to, like, piece yeah. together what, like, a more, like, a less likely thing would be.
Oh, yeah, totally. And I have, you know, I have some examples here for some people who are still, you know, confused by what this exactly is. And this helped me, too, with these examples because it just shows different scenarios about just situations and what we think the more simple answer to it would be. So I guess a scenario would be you get a flat tire. The likelihood would be that a nail got stuck in the tire. Less likelihood would be someone slashed your tire. Mm. And this one, you see a bright flash of light outside your window. It's more likely it was a flash of lightning. Less likely it was a UFO. Even though I want to believe that it was a UFO.
So it's kind of like being a skeptic almost. Like being like, hey,
yeah.
find the most rational thing, not whatever your brain is jumping yeah. to what you want it to be.
No, totally. And this next one, I immediately was like, this is literally me all the time. So you text a friend or a significant other and then they haven't responded or they don't respond to you right away or it's like, you know, time passes. And the two scenarios are for like the more likely would be that their phone died. And then less likely is they're secretly mad at you for something you said but don't remember.
Oh my God, and that's amazing.
That's literally me all the time. Like as yes. soon as I feel like someone doesn't respond, I'm just like, oh my God, they hate me. They're mad at me.
I know. And so, that's literally honestly. Me because I will look at a text message, mean to respond to it, and then just ADD brain get distracted by something else on my phone and never respond. So, sorry.
No, just fun. No, it's just my overthinking brain. That's my craziness.
I love that. Thing. That's good to remember though, because I feel like, especially for people like we both get anxious and like struggle yes. sometimes, but I think and like, you know, especially with COVID and everything, mm-hmm. it can be hard to kind of not get emotional, but when you can kind of look back and like look at things rationally and be like, okay, what's like the yeah. most like, so like, I don't know. That's kind of actually what I try to do when I'm worried about something. I go, okay, well, yeah. this is what I'm worried about. But is that really what's going to happen? Probably not. Yeah. Like, the chances of that thing, I don't know. It's kind of a good thing to remember, like, what you're thinking in your head is probably way worse than it really yeah. is.
No, I agree. And, like, a lot of these scenarios that I found even the examples, I'm like, yeah, that's definitely me. And it's interesting to look at, But yeah, I have this last one too. You're gonna laugh. I thought of us. Well, I thought of me right away. I thought you were gonna be like, yeah, this is definitely you. Because, so the scenario is you have a headache. Likelihood is you're dehydrated, but less likely is you have a serious.
Oh my God! Yes. No, that's you, girl.
I know. No, I mean, I knew you were gonna say that. You're gonna be like, that's totally me.
That's you. Emma's literally a hypochondriac. Well, you're not a hypochondriac. I wouldn't say you're like rocking up to the hospital for things all the time, but like. You're a high functioning hypochondriac.
Yeah, I am. I am. I admit it. But no, it just so that I mean that's just those are some examples of that kind of show this theory kind of put out yeah. in there and like in scenarios that you would see. But like back to what you're saying, it's just a lot about thinking about the different possibilities, and that ties back into a lot of these theories on the parallel universes because. Like a theme, you know, I probably said this about 10 times so far, but like the theme is that there's no one knows. And that's why it just very, you know, intense to think about this stuff. But it just basically getting down to it and thinking about the different possibilities in life and in the universe and what's out there. And it's a lot of brain racking, but it's also really fun to think about.
It is really fun to think about. And it's so interesting. And we're really excited to get into our stories, which we are going to get to in just a little bit, but I'm going to wrap up the episode here, but thank you for yes. going so in depth and doing such a good scientific research for this because I don't know. I know it was hard to understand and it was hard to like follow you, but no, I do feel like I have like a way better grasp of some of these theories yeah. and I'm well, really glad you so. Went over them.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I'm not, hopefully I didn't confuse people more and like I said, there's a lot out there that I don't even know. I can't even comprehend a lot of this. So I did the best I could, and
hopefully our listeners are smarter than us. And if you're not, hopefully, you can be dumb with us together, and it'll be great.
Well, Jordan, do you want to take us take us to the close
and
do
your lovely us away. So I wanted to end with kind of like a fun thing, and this is something that you've probably heard about if you've been in like an AP psychology class or a psych class in college. A lot of people have heard about this. So a phenomenon that can be linked kind of back to the parallel universe multiverse theory is something called the Mandela effect. And I think you said you heard about this before we did it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so
I definitely have, yeah.
Most people know about the Mandela effect, or you've heard about it even if you don't know what it is. And basically, the Mandela effect occurs when a large group of people believe an event occurred when it did not, or they believe something happened. Like, it's really not, the Mandela effect is believing an event occurred when it didn't, but there are variations of this that I'll talk about later. And the Mandela effect has a very familiar name because it got its name from Nelson Mandela, the South African hero and president and activist. And the Mandela effect got its name when Fiona Broom, who was a self-identified paranormal consultant, which I like that they say self-identified and then they say they put paranormal consultant in quotes in the article I was reading. Like, they really did not want to give this lady any kind of credit. But basically, this woman, Fiona Broom, came out and said that she was shocked to hear of the former South African president Nelson Mandela's death in 2013, as she had described in great detail, remembering his funeral airing on television after Mandela supposedly died in prison years prior in the 1990s.
Dang.
None of this happened. Clearly, Nelson Mandela wouldn't have had a funeral if he didn't die, which he didn't until 2013. But Broom was not the only one. She wasn't the only, like, nutball claiming that this happened. Even though it didn't happen, thousands of people were contacting Broom and coming out and saying that they had the same exact experience. They could explain the funeral. They could explain, like, what it looked like on the TV and remember watching it and being so sad.
That's crazy.
Yeah, oh, and it's basically just this big collective false remembrance of this huge event. And that's how the concept got its name and was born. And there have been many examples of it in, you know, going forward. And conspiracy theorists, so if you're not on the scientist side, conspiracy theorists argue that the Mandela effect is an example of alternate universes present in society, because it's basically saying, almost like that, what you were talking about with, oh my gosh, one of your theories. I can't remember if it was the bubble universe theory, but it was basically, or the black hole, where you might shift realities and be in a reality that's so close to your own that you don't even realize it's different, but like a few things are off. So some people say the Mandela effect is an experience of, well, these people are from a parallel universe where Nelson Mandela really did die in the 1990s, and that's what they're remembering, and then they shifted to a parallel universe, which just happens to be this one, and he didn't die. But doctors and psychologists and scientists have a much different explanation, and that is basically that our brain is weird, and that our memories can be false, even though even the most vivid memories we have can be false, which I feel like makes sense, because false memories are something that can happen to all of us. A memory can change every time we remember something. It gets a little bit less close to reality. We embellish with our own minds, and it changes over time. And I think we can all relate to that, because I have memories that they feel so real, but like I've been proven that they didn't actually happen, or they didn't happen the way I thought they did, or I don't know. Like, has that happened to you?
Yeah, I mean, and also that made me immediately think about how some people how some people, you know, like, when you think about when you're way younger and, like, a lot of things, obviously, like, how can you remember so many things when you were that young? And, like, I think a lot of times people, even with someone telling them, like, if someone, like, telling them that this happened, it just, like, gets ingrained in their brain. And then, like, I could see that, like, sprouting into them kind of creating this own reality of what happened. And that could, like, add to them kind of having these false memories because of outside sources even coming and telling them what happened.
Yeah,
and reinforcing it in their brain.
And that's actually, like, science has proven, and it's totally possible to have memories while you're younger, but science has proven that your brain really starts, like, collecting long-term memory around 7 or 8. So if you have memories before 7 or 8, you have to really examine them because a lot of them literally might just be, like, you saw a picture. Or, like, you've seen this picture a ton of times from your youth and you think you remember it, but you don't really remember it. You're just, like, remembering the picture. Or you've had something explained to you so many times you think you remember it, but it's just your brain making it up.
Yeah, you start to kind of formulate your own. Yeah, you kind of formulate your own, like, scenario in your head.
Right, and as I was researching
just trying to
this,
grasp onto it.
I didn't really know if I was going to touch on it, but I just, like, this really brought up, I really loved psychology when I was in high school. I was thinking about majoring in psychology. Like, I really, I'm interested in the brain and what it does, and I remember it actually being, like, and in my research it came up, too, like, this is actually a problem with crime scenes and car accidents and, like, getting testimonials and witnesses because the brain can do some pretty effed up things and literally create false memories. Like, there's this tendency when someone sees a car accident to think, oh, well, there's shattered glass. The window was shattered because it's a car accident. Clearly there would be shattered glass. But then when they go, like, they go back to the accident and, oh, the windshield wasn't broken. Like, how did you see shattered glass? You reported that you saw it. And they're like, well, I remember it. Like, I can remember it in my head. Like, it was there. And
that's crazy.
And you can imagine how dangerous and kind of fraught that can get when you're getting into, like, murder cases and things like that.
Oh, yeah,
but
definitely.
I just thought it was interesting. As for the Mandela effect, I'm definitely more so on the side of, like, I think it's our brains because I think our brains do create false memories and it's crazy. But it is really interesting when it's not just one person and it's this group collective consciousness of things being false. And I actually wanted to bring up just a few examples of this happening because there have been a lot of examples, not as big as Nelson Mandela dying in 1990, but I'll give you some more modern examples of things. And I think you'll remember some of them because I did. So the first one is, I don't know if you remember that whole controversy with the Bernstein Bears, but
I don't.
Basically, a ton of people remember being, do you know the Bernstein Bears, though?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the children's books.
I have a whole stack of them.
Oh, like, yeah, I loved them growing up. My dad read them to me all the time. And
yeah, my parents did, too.
Well, there are a lot of people who vividly remember it being the Bernstein Bears. Bernstein. Like Bernstein. Like Bernstein. Bernstein, Bernstein. However, it's Bernstein with an A-I-N.
Oh.
I don't remember it being, we always pronounce it Bernstein. I remember it with an E.
Me too.
Everyone remembers it with an E. No, it's Bernstein.
Wow.
So there's a theory that we've all been shifted to a parallel universe where it's Bernstein. this one I thought was funny. This is clearly just an evidence of, like, people adding in something and then collectively, like, kind of accepting it and it getting added into the mainstream, I think. But Luke, I am your father in Star Wars is an example because Darth Vader doesn't actually ever say Luke, I am your father.
Yeah.
In the movie, he just says, I am your father. So I thought that was an interesting one to share. Mm-hmm. And then just like a smaller one, I didn't find a ton of people saying this, but there are some people saying that they only remember Fruit Loops being spelled like actual fruit, like F-R-U-I-T, but it's actually spelled fruit, F-R-O-O-T. Ooh. But then there's this girl on TikTok I found who was like, everyone is saying that it used to be spelled this way, but in my universe, it was spelled with two O's. Like, I don't know. It was just really funny.
It's
and
a lot.
Yeah. So I thought that was really interesting. And
that is.
Yeah. And the Mandela effect is really cool. And what I think is a little bit more creepy and a little bit more like, I don't know, I guess you could argue for this one a little bit more because it's just a little bit crazier and more unexplained. Other than the Mandela effect, I also like this. It's not really like a scientific theory, but I'm sure you've heard of the phrase, a glitch in the matrix.
Yeah, that just, that phrase right there is just instantly like, I know. It's just something that's so, I mean, I feel like everyone has at least heard that once in their life.
So people use the glitch in the matrix, like, phrase, basically, to say that it's basically this theory that we all live in a simulation.
Okay.
And that everything we see is just made, like, a, you know, like, a made-up, like, a hologram, and none of it's real. It's all just a simulation. And these glitches in the matrix are when the simulation kind of Fs up or goes wrong, and we notice it.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Matrix. Have you seen the Matrix with Keanu Reeves? It's like the series.
I haven't seen that either.
I've only seen the first, like the original. I mean, I think there's three. I've seen the first one, and yeah, it's basically that. And it's really, we should watch them all together because it's just classic.
Yeah.
Like early, like late 90s, early 2000s glory.
No, we definitely have to.
Keanu Reeves, you can't go wrong.
I mean, it's Keanu Reeves. If there's a person on earth who doesn't love Keanu Reeves, please.
Honestly, I don't even want to associate.
So I can ask them why.
Yeah, like, honestly, I don't even want to associate with you because he is, he's basically what I worship every day of my life.
He's a beautiful, beautiful man.
Yes. Anyway, sorry about that.
No, you're okay. No, but I really like these, so basically, glitches in the matrix kind of became a meme, of course. How could yes. it not? It's very memeable, where people just share pictures and videos of, like, crazy, weird, unexplained things happening. And my favorite one was this this thing that was going around quite a while ago. And it's explainable, but it's kind of fun. It was these videos of birds that literally just looked like they were lagging in the air. Like, I don't know if you saw any of these videos, but people were sharing them, and they're like, oh my god, this is proof of the matrix, like, this is a glitch in the matrix, because there were these videos of birds just, I mean, there was this one video that was really getting passed around where the bird is just hanging in the air, like,
that you know is how so you can weird. Tell
when a bird is riding heat waves
yeah.
and air waves? Like, it,
yeah.
you can tell. It, like,
oh yeah.
I don't know how you can tell, but you can tell. This bird was not moving. This bird wow. was not riding any waves. This bird was literally just hanging in the air. And it looked so crazy. And I think someone posted a scientific explanation of it. But to me, I think it's sus. I totally think we're living in a... No, I don't think we're living in a simulation, but I think it's cool.
Simulation. No, I honestly do too. I love... That's why, when you know, when we were talking about doing this topic, and because I've always been intrigued by all of this, and I think it's just... All these weird things that have happened and people have brought out and, you know, have all these examples of weird things. Like, at some point, I'm just like, you know, this can't always be a coincidence. Because there's been some really weird stuff that I've seen, too, where it's like, I mean, I don't know if people edit this stuff, but honestly, I am kind of on board.
Right. And, of course, we're taking everything at face value.
Because yeah.
We have no idea if people
are lying definitely, or not.
But
yeah.
if it's real, it's very interesting. And
it is.
I want to know more because Same. I don't love the idea that we're living in a simulation. Because no. that freaks yeah. me out. But... All of the other stuff sounds very, like, I don't know. I want to experience this parallel universe life.
What about, like, the Upside Down in Stranger Things?
Emma, yeah, so this was definitely something that we have the entire time.
I know, of course. Like, we couldn't go through this whole episode talking about this without mentioning Stranger Things because, I mean, all of you out there know our love. We are, like, Stranger Things fanatics.
Yeah, I don't know if they do know our love quite well enough. Like, Emma
we need
I
to keep
became friends
talking about
because
it.
Of Stranger Things.
And this is, like, the perfect, like, when we, you know, this topic is, like, immediately Stranger Things, the Upside Down.
Yeah.
That's another example.
Honestly,
another parallel
universe. I'm pretty sure the first time I came over to your, like, I ever hung out with you was to come over to your place on campus and watch Stranger Things with you.
Yeah, the marathon we had.
It was amazing. And yeah.
Yeah.
If you've never seen Stranger Things, basically the entire show deals with a parallel universe where it's the same world, but it's not. It's darker and it has monsters
Spooky.
And creatures. And It's
weird, like snow, not snow, but like particles flying around, like, that looks like snow.
Very hazardous waste material.
Yeah. It's just another another example. And like, and I love, that's why I love pop culture and how a lot of, you know, movies and shows are, you know, talk about a lot of this, like parallel universes, and use that as the base for their show. And I think that's so I'm always intrigued by stuff like that because I think it's so cool. Because it, like, it, there's like endless possibilities for creators to adapt and, like, you know, their own plots, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, do we want to kind of end the podcast here, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I know, obviously, we could get into a whole lot, but we're going to be doing our second episode, like, our second part.
Yeah, I guess we can kind of announce.
Yes, let's announce it.
We can announce what we're going to be doing because we're actually, you know, we've, you might have noticed that this episode is a little bit different than like some of the last things we've done.
Yes.
If you can tell, Emma and I are just really excited about all this stuff. And every week we really have to narrow down what we cover because an hour is just not long enough for us to talk. Obviously, because our last podcast was an hour and a half.
I know. We lose track of time. We're just get too into it, honestly. Don't, not even looking at the time. So we just wanted, we both agreed that we wanted to be able to talk about as much as we can. So we are going to start doing two parts to our theme, like our episodes and topics, just so we can focus on more and do a lot more with it and not have this overwhelmingly long episode.
Yeah, instead of having all of our research and then on top of it doing stories that relate to the topic, we are actually just going to split it out into two episodes. So every week you'll be getting this episode that you're listening to right now, which is the long, researchy kind of background and modern update aspect of the topic that we talk about. And then the next week episode will be all about the different stories. And we found such interesting topics.
Yes.
About. Such interesting stories to talk about for parallel universes. And we're really excited to share them. So we think this will be a way better way for us to showcase your stories too, which kind of gets into the next thing we want to bring up. So apart from this amazing, fun announcement that there will be an episode coming to you every week, whether it's a full topic introduction or a story episode, we also really want to include our listener stories. So Emma and I, we have fun researching, but we're still going to be including the stories we find off the internet because we love finding crazy stories on our own. But we really want to make Witch's Brew inclusive and have our listeners be a part of it. So, Emma, do you want to tell them what we are doing?
Yeah, so like Jordan said, we just really want to include the listeners. And honestly, it can be anything, like any crazy, spooky. It doesn't necessarily have to be on par with the theme, the topic for the week, because we honestly just want to collect as many stories as we can to use for any future episodes that we put out there. And we just want to hear all of your stories. So we're going to just be looking for some really interesting, relevant stories that just kind of relates to like our podcast in general, like the kind of creepy, mystical, unexplained, just kind of along those lines.
Yeah, even if it's not as spot on of an experience, like for parallel universes, for example, even if it's not like, I've shifted into a parallel universe before, it can be anything related. It can be like, I'm related to a trained physicist, or I am a trained physicist, or you're just a really smart scientist and you know something about those universes that you think we want to know, or you have an interesting story that kind of relates, or something weird that you saw, or anything, or if there's a prior episode. Or even if it's something like, hey, I think this really crazy thing happened to me and I think you should do an episode on this topic and we haven't done it yet. We just really want to feature our listeners and have you guys make up an entire episode for us. We think that would be really cool. And we really want you to share, your stories with us.
Yeah. And like, it doesn't even have to be even like, if you have like a family member who want, you know something in your family or a friend, that you just heard the story from, you can share other people's stories too. It doesn't have to be something that's just from that you've experienced, if you haven't experienced anything, and literally anything, we want it all.
And And yes, we will take ghost stories because, just in case you're wondering, Emma and I are planning on doing a very big Witch's Brew ghost episode, kind of multi-part series, but that is going to be much later. We want it to be a very big thing. So yes, you can send us your ghost story. Send us anything. Send us your crazy stories. We want to hear it.
And yes, please.
It'll either be in one of our topic episodes or a future episode. Mm-hmm. Emma, tell them where they can give their stories to us.
Yes, well, you can, of course, DM us and on social media, on our Facebook page or Instagram, but you can also visit our website. Like we said before, vividgesbrew.com with two Vs, and that's where you're going to find all the information that you want on our podcast and just all a bunch of other stuff that you don't get everywhere else. Like we said, our show notes and blog posts. So you can get all the information you will need to find out on there and just more ways to get involved. And we're just doing a lot of stuff out there. So we're going to be doing like the blog posts and a lot of fun content. So you can get access to all that there. And yeah, and then just send our stories in through DM or anything. And we just want to hear it all and connect with as many people as possible. So I think that's the goal.
Yeah, and the super special thing is that if you do want to, and you don't have to, we know a lot of people have anxiety about being kind of like on air and don't want to, but we would love to get the full experience and actually talk to our listeners, family members, anyone that wants to share their story. Like, if we love your story, you might get the chance to actually be on the podcast. So
yeah,
get a little taste of what being a Witch's Brew host is all about. So that can be fun. But now that we've bombarded you with some information and given you some stuff, please, 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 please go visit our website. We are really proud of it. Emma and I worked really hard on it. And she says I did all the work, but Emma put all of her creative heart and soul and passion into everything we do for Witch's Brew, and we are really excited about it. So please go check that out. We'll be posting there frequently. Mm-hmm. We have a newsletter, so you don't even have to remember. We'll just email you, all that good stuff. Please follow us on Instagram. It is a party over there.
Yes.
We're featuring creators. We're doing gift ideas for Valentine's Day. It's a fun time. Mm-hmm. It's at Witch's Brew with two Vs. And tell us your stories over there. And please, if you can, if you want to support the podcast, when you're listening to us, follow us, download the podcast, and if you can, subscribe and rate us.
Yes.
Apparently the ratings do really well mm-hmm. for getting your podcast out there. So if you have the time, it takes 2 seconds to click how many stars you want to give us and give us a rating. And remember, if you go to our website, we have an email, so if you want to tell us about anything, you can give us a shout out. But thank you so, so much for listening. Emma, do you have anything else to add before we head out?
No, I don't think so, but we just look forward to our next episode and about the crazy stories. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So stay tuned.
All right. Bye, witches.
Bye.